Yellow's gone, green is out. It's time for the Boyd Speedway Podcast, brought to you by Cindy's Choice.
This is Larry Dismukes with the Boyd Speedway Podcast. So, exciting weekend last weekend. 166 cars, about 2,700 people. Amazing show. Good concert. Weather permitted for us to sort of get through, and I look like I'm worn out because I am worn out. Today's travel day, so I've come to visit my home, so to speak, over in Charleston. Brent, how are you?
Man, I'm doing great, Larry. I know you got to be worn out. I couldn't believe how many hours that you actually have invested in it and in how you're not asleep right now, because that was just this past weekend. And I heard you'd already be in bed asleep.
Yeah, you know, the time change made it even worse. Mm-hmm. Because I got to bed Saturday night at like 3:30, I think it was. I was right back up Sunday to sort of, you know, go through everything and start getting everything organized. And then today we had to sort of start the process all over again because we've got another race coming up in 2 weeks. So, got to get ready for that race.
Yeah, I was impressed. I went over there at practice, and I thought, man, there's a lot of work because there's a lot of rain, a lot of water. There's a lot of work to get done on the track. But your guys done a phenomenal job on the track in just a short amount of time. It was amazing how well the track looked Saturday. Your guys do an amazing job. I was impressed with how, not just that, but every week there's something going on different. It's looking better every week, and it's really good. Really good deal.
Well, we keep getting a whole lot of suggestions from people, so we keep chipping away at little things. But, yeah, the track itself is it's been phenomenal. I mean, Riley and his group have done an amazing job, and I told him Saturday night when it was all and done and him and I were sitting there around 3:00 in the morning, and I said, listen, we threw every possible obstacle at you today and we still came away with an amazing track, almost set a track record. I mean, Randy Weaver ran a 13.8 second lap.
Wow.
At the track.
That's flying.
That's flying around that track.
Yeah.
That is flying.
That
track record is actually 12.8. I was told by Austin Dillon, one of the Dillon brothers that now drives on NASCAR.
Yeah, I was about to say. So he set a track record there at Boyd. Austin Dillon did.
Yeah, the two Dillon brothers both learned to drive at Boyd Speedway.
Wow, now that's huge. I didn't know that. That's something new. And I know you had some NASCAR drivers that have raced there at Boyd's. But you've had so many people over the years race at Boyd's. That is, the list is just miles long, it seems like.
Yeah, so it's interesting you say that, because that's part of the next race theme. We kick off the Chase Race Series, where we have 10 races for $10,000, where the points champions in each category get paid out, and the total payoff to the champions is $10,000 in October for our Clash of Titans championship night. But we're also going to do something pretty neat the next race, where we're going to bring back about a dozen drivers, some of whom drove on the track all the way back as far as when it was asphalt and a NASCAR track, and then saw it convert back to a dirt track again.
Wow.
So we have a pretty interesting group that'll be coming on for that. We'll bring them out that night. Hence the theme of the night is Night of Legends. So we'll be bringing out race car drivers, and we're going to do that continually throughout the whole 10 race chase series, where we recognize, you know, drivers from the past, because really what we're building up to is, we're going to be announcing here in the next few weeks that in October at our Clash of Titans race, we will announce the inductees in 2021 for the launch of the Boyd Speedway Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow. That's going to be big.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool. Should be pretty cool. We'll go through the year. We'll introduce a whole lot of drivers from the past, and then we're putting together a group, and we will make some determinations and make an announcement as we get a little closer to October on who those initial inductees are to the Hall of Fame this year.
One of them,
I think everybody could probably guess. One of them is going to be E.A. Boyd himself, the original founder of the track. I mean, we wouldn't have what we have today if it hadn't been for E.A. Boyd and his, you know, imagination to put a racetrack where it is and leave us with the history of a lot of great things that happened there.
Yeah, it is a great facility. And what y'all have done with the track and all the stuff that you brought to the races, man, it's fun. It's nonstop action of some sort, whether it's racing, whether it's the simulator, mm-hmm. whether you've got the food trucks, you've got the concerts, you've got a whole day for the family. And that's what really impressed me is you've got fun for everybody. I mean, y'all have really thought this thing out. And you thought of everything, including the taco truck. That's one of my favorites. That's some good stuff.
Yeah, the taco truck was pretty good. We sit down as a group, and I know sometimes people find this hard to believe, but we literally sit down on Sunday after the race and then Monday after the race. And that's the cool thing about, you know, Riley and myself, is we sort of go back and forth and start brainstorming and say, hey, okay, you know, we had a great crowd, we had a great race, but how do we do better? You know, this past race, we got a little behind because of the weather, and then we had some, you know, we had a few crashes, and we ended up running, gosh, I think we ran until about 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night. So we're really trying to go back and look at how do we kind of take some time out of those things, because it's important to us, the family aspect. And it's tough. We know it's tough that dad might want to sit out there at 1 o'clock in the morning, but you know, mama and the kids might not want to stay that late. So we're really trying to focus on making sure we have the most efficient, fun time for everybody. But that simulator race was pretty cool for the kids.
Oh yeah. The line, there was a line just to be able to participate in that all night long. Every time I went by there, there was a line of kids. There was kids in the car. They were competing against each other. And what's really cool is you got a monitor screen out by mm-hmm. side of it, so everybody that's in line can actually watch what the driver sees. And several people flipped and rolled, But the car was shaking, and it's a really cool experience. I mean, I couldn't think of any way of making anything any better unless you had Tennessee Vol flags maybe ever 2 or 3 feet would probably make it a little better. I don't know. What do you think?
No. But we do have one more surprise for everybody. We are, we've had so many people that have gotten excited over the Enduro races. Yeah. And we just keep getting people talking about the Enduro races and when's the next Enduro race. And we are so fortunate that we have a deal we're putting together with a sponsor, Broome's Electric and Broome's Record Service. And, Buddy Broome is a close personal friend of Emerson's. And they ran a car in the Enduro race. Of course, Buddy's son, Jeremy, also drives. He drives in the sportsman class. And they ran a car in the Enduro race this past weekend. And we had dinner last night. And they have generously agreed to let us take that car from that race. And we are going to auction it at the next race. An absolute auction. You could get an Enduro car for, who knows, you might get it for $50 or you might get it for $500. But it is an Enduro car that raced in the last race. We're going to auction it off. and some lucky person's going to go home next Friday night with the Enduro car, that they can go home, practice in a little bit, and come back in 4 weeks and run the next Enduro race.
Well, let me ask you something, Larry. Is the D&B show, the D. Swain and Belo show, are those guys eligible to get in on that auction? Because we did raise some money so that we could have an Enduro car, because word on the street is Cindy, with Cindy's Choice, has a car coming, and she's threatened to outrun us, and we can't let that happen.
Yep, you guys can absolutely jump in on the auction. Yeah, we've worked out a deal, and so we're pretty excited. I think this is going to be fun.
It is.
We've been working on it, so we're trying to sort of figure out a way just to keep building that race. And who knows, if this goes over well, you know, maybe I can convince the boss man to let us just keep auctioning a car every few races where we keep putting a car in the Enduro race.
Man, you can imagine. And what I guess what's cool about the Enduro race is, like you said before, is anybody that wants to get into racing, that's how you can start. No matter what your age is, you can actually start in the Enduro race, no matter what your level of expertise is. I mean, a lot of us have been driving for years, but not on a dirt track. Some of us drive out on the street like we're on a dirt track, like Double D. He'll hit anything. So I told him, when we get on the track, just run into the wall, because you're going to hit everything else out there anyway. So it ought to be fun.
Exactly. Just push everybody out of your way. Although, you know, what the interesting thing is, we had an awful lot of crashes in a lot of races, but we didn't really have very many crashes in the Enduro race.
Wow. And see, now
they were pretty focused, I think.
Yeah, and the cool thing is, like, the first one, you know, that kind of everybody jumped out there and – you had some cars break down, and what I liked about it is, unless it's immediate danger, you're stuck. You know, if your car breaks down, you just might as well take a nap, because you're going to be in that car for a little while until the race is over. And that's what's cool about it is, it's just the way everything's handled and done. It's first-class operation. We were very impressed when we were out there. We've been out there twice now. Even got to do a segment interview with Smith and Wesley, and the concert that you had out there was awesome, and just everything y'all planned so far has been, it's a wow factor every time you go. And I think it's great. What y'all are building is really cool, that everybody, and you've had great crowds.
Really good crowds. We've been very fortunate. Really good crowds.
It's going to get to the point, Larry, to, at some point you're going to have to extend some of the bleachers on around the track a little more, because from what I've seen, the crowd, the stands looked about packed. Even the one over by the pits, that was filling up. And so I don't know, do you have room to go around the other side of the track or not?
Well, we'll keep adding them. We'll keep adding seats. Believe me, if everybody will just keep supporting it like they are, we're really enjoying it right now. It's I told Emerson, you know, maybe I should quit before the next race, because it's been going really well right now. it's been a pleasure. We got a great group of people, and you know, a lot of this too has been the support from both the sponsors, you know, and you guys have been great helping us promote the race. Cindy's Choice has been great helping us promote the race, you know, so it's been it's been a total team effort of a lot of things, you know, the radio stations working with us to promote races. And we've been very fortunate with some celebrities like John Schneider helping us get up and going, and, you know, getting people back reintroduced to the track and everything we have going on there. But we couldn't be more pleased right now with the support from the fans and the sponsors.
Let me see if I've got this right. John Schneider and his wife are coming back in October, and they're going to be the Enduro race.
That's what they said, that they're going to come back and race. And I'll tell you, Alicia, she's a pretty sharp driver. I'm not going to bet against her on winning the Enduro race. Let me tell you that.
Now, let me ask you a question.
She outdrove the
guy. Yeah, that's what I've heard. I heard she could, but I want to ask you a question, give you something to think about. What would be the chances at next year, if the Enduro class grows, of doing a point system and having some trophies or payouts or something like that for the enduro classes next year. Is that something that if it keeps growing, that could be a possibility?
Absolutely. I mean, listen, right now we have been really, really pleased with the turnout of the enduro group. I mean, we had 33 enduro cars in Saturday night's race.
Wow. That is crazy. That's unreal. Now, what does it take to get into that race? Just is there an entry fee, or is it just you come in and show up? Is there any certain restrictions or any of those things?
It's not too bad. There are some rules. I mean, you got to basically take the windshield out, take the chrome off the car. It needs to be a front wheel. I mean, it needs to be a non all wheel drive car. You've got to put some safety pieces on it. You know, I mean, we don't want you to just take the windshield off and not have any sort of safety harness or anything in the car. We definitely want you to think a little bit about safety. Right. You got to have a race receiver, but really, I mean, it's not nearly as expensive as getting into a $50,000 late model race car. I mean, you're getting into one of these cars. Honestly, I talked to a guy a week ago who said he paid $600 to get his car out of a field, get it running, and he estimated that he was going to have around $900 in his car, and he was racing on Saturday night.
Wow. So we've got to raise money to get the car, and then a little extra money to make sure we're ready to go racing too. I think we could do that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you got to have some common sense things. I mean, you need to have a helmet, you know, some stuff like that. We just want everybody to be safe.
Right.
You know, we don't want anybody to come out there and get hurt. But it's really, you really and truly, it's the fans' way to be able to get into the race. But I have decided we're going to put a GoPro camera on y'all's car so that then we can take it a step further, because we can interview you guys afterwards and say, okay, what were you guys thinking when you hit the wall?
That's right. I will tell you what I've threatened to do is we were going to do at least one race where we both could be strapped in and we had the GoPro or Facebook Live or YouTube Live, whatever we get to do, and video going around the track until he takes either me out or the camera out. But we were going to paint the car because he's a Georgia fan. And I'm a Tennessee fan. You know, I'm on one brains, it looks like. But we were going to paint the car, you know, right down the middle where we'd have orange on the passenger side, red and black on the driver's side. And he threatened to take the warm-up lap all the way around the wall to rub all the orange paint off.
Here's what we could do. Okay, we can bring the set over to the simulator room, and we can have both of y'all get in the simulator car and drive to figure out who it is should be behind the wheel of the enduro car.
There you go. I like that. I like how you think, Larry. Because we want to make sure that if I'm going to do the paint job, because I've painted a few cars in my time. If I'm going to paint a car orange with the white big T on it, because I want to see that in Victory Lane. Now, do the enduro cars get to go to the Victory Lane and get their picture taken?
You bet they do. They get one of those big, giant cardboard checks.
Yeah.
And they get their picture taken at Victory Lane.
How cool would it be? How cool would this be, Larry, if the Tennessee Vol enduro car makes it into your Victory Lane? And you have to hand out the – I'm looking at some of the pictures now, and you have to hand out that big sign to a big Tennessee car.
Well, as long as it's painted half Georgia, half Tennessee, we can flip it around and get the Georgia picture on there.
I figured you would say –
And then when nobody's paying attention, we can take a quick flash of the Tennessee side.
Well, I figured you would say you'd give us half the check then.
We'll do a special check for you guys, house divided.
There you go. There you go. But we're looking forward to it. And you never know, because Double D is actually going to be in racing in the class. I think he said before the year's over, he's got a sponsor helping him to actually get in one of the races. I think it was a 60, I think it's a 602 class.
602, probably 602 beginner.
Steelheads. Yep. Yeah, Steelheads. I think it's a 602 class. Sportsman or something. Yep. But he's got a car that he's gonna be racing hopefully at the end of the year in that one. So he may not be available to run the Enduro. But here's my next question, because he asked me this. Can you take the Enduro car, and let's say it's a front-wheel drive Enduro car, can we enter right. in the front-wheel drive class and the Enduro class with the same car?
No.
Or do you have to have two separate cars?
No, you have to have separate cars.
Okay.
So you can't do that. But here's my question to you guys.
Okay.
So if the night is coming down at the end of the night and Cindy's in the lead in the home stretch for the checkered flag, are you guys bumping Cindy out of the way to win the Enduro race?
No, I wouldn't bump her, even though Rubin's racing. I would block for her so she could get the win. But now if she's already wow. had a win, if she's already had a win, I'm spinning her out.
Okay.
Yeah. She's sitting right here. She said she'd bump us. So we might have to, I don't know, a spur of the moment. You know, it depends. If she may be trying to block us so we can't get around her, and then, you know, we'll just have to see. That's all I can say.
Good. Pedal to the metal. You just have to bump that little, you know, bump the fender on the rear right there.
Yeah.
You're on That's your way to victory lane.
Yeah, that we might be the first Enduro group that has its own race team with several entries in it to help block the way, maybe. Who knows? That has happened, has it?
There you go. That I've not seen that happen in an Enduro race, but there's always a first.
Always a first. But see, if we did that, it would wind up being a demolition Enduro race, because I'm sure somebody would get aggravated and try to push us out of the way. So, and that's where all the fun is.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What are some of the plans coming up for the track? Because I know you've got the Legends race coming up, and you've got – what are some of the other races? Because I'm looking at my schedule now, because we were able to bring our portable set out and do some interviews, and that was really cool. I enjoyed that quite a bit. But I kind of want to get what the race schedule is so that we can get our schedules worked out so I'm free those nights to come out and do some more of that. And then, we're going to be doing shows leading up to that. And we're mm-hmm. excited about that too, because we talked to Oreo. We've interviewed Cochran. Carden Cochran. With racing, we've interviewed him, and we've got a couple more drivers that we're going to be interviewing. And I'd like to be able to go down through there and interview a lot more of those drivers and give all the drivers, you know, some airtime to help promote their sponsors, which in return will help them, you know, keep coming back.
Sure. Well, after the Legends race this next Friday, then we'll go and shift back to having a series come in. Joe Rush and the Crate USA All-Stars will open their race season at Boyd Speedway.
Wow.
The first weekend of April. They have never been to Boyd's before, so this will be a pretty exciting group to come in for us. Wow. Be a big crowd, be a big night. Then we'll see the Schaefer's Spring Nationals come in. In April as well. We'll start seeing about every other race will be another chase race, you know, as we move through the summer, leading up to that October race. You know, we have Topless Outlaws coming in May. That'll be a big race for us. And then in July, we have a firecracker race coming up where there'll be a big fireworks show after the race. So that'll be pretty exciting.
That'd be cool.
We have a pretty full event list coming up over the next few weeks. Yeah, and we'll be consistently running just about every other week over the next few weeks.
Man, that's going to be really cool. I'm looking forward to it. I'm trying to get my schedule clear so we can be there at every race and help out how we can and get the word out and get promoted out. And we've got some things on our end that we're trying to grow as well to really reach out and reach a broader audience with it. So I think y'all got a great thing going. Like I said, anytime you can have fun for the entire family, you've got a home run going, you know.
Well, I think we plan right now. I mean, after seeing so many kids get so excited, you know, we talked about it this morning, but I think we're going to try to have one of those kids simulator races at every event.
Wow. So you have – now, if the kids are going to race, what's the age group? Because BB's been dying to outrace some kid. Is he too old to get in the simulator?
Yeah, we might have to make an exception. Although he might, you know, he might get his feelings hurt, you know, because we had some kids running pretty fast around the track in that simulator car.
Yeah.
I think the fastest time might have been just over 14 seconds running a lap. Wow. In the simulator car.
Wow.
So he might want to practice a couple of times first before he gets out there.
Yeah.
You know, to compete with some of these kids, because some of these kids are pretty good at it. I'll say that much. Pretty good at it.
Definitely. Definitely.
For sure.
That's
but normally the age is 12 and under for that race, but we could make an exception.
Yeah, because he mental scale, he might fit that category, but
there you go.
He's a Georgia fan as well, so I have to give him that. I don't know where these Georgia fans come from. I mean, they're everywhere.
They are everywhere. I mean, when you got such a great winning tradition, it just grows and grows and grows.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. But yeah, we thoroughly enjoyed it both visits. It's and I like the VP area. They've got the balcony set up where there's a great view of the whole track right there. That's a cool deal, and I could see definitely in the future that area expanded and adding more VP lounges and deck area. You may have to add another one or two next year because it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. It's really a cool deal.
Yeah, we've already been working on plans to be able to expand some of that down on the other end where we go around the turn and have suites sitting right on the turn. Yep.
Wow, now that would be cool, especially that area. Now, the first couple laps, you know, I did notice the first two or three laps when they were doing their warm-up laps, Cindy's Choice golf cart got covered up in a lot of mud. It was covered in it. So those suites, you know, there might be a bunch of the mud. And that's what's cool is we have a girl we call Mars that was our top fan, you know, got the press pass up there. And she wanted to go right in the middle and sit. And I was like, you're going to get hammered. She goes, that's what I want. I want to feel that experience of the cars going by and the mud flying you know, I thought I knew then she lost her mind. So, because she got pelted a few times by that, but it was really cool. It's a really cool experience. I mean, if you've never experienced that, anybody that's watching at home, if you've never experienced that, you are missing a treat. That's for sure.
Okay, guys, I got to go do another show here in a couple of minutes. Where I got to jump to do another interview tonight. It's like my schedule is just crazy nowadays right now. But I will be back on Thursday with you guys on the show.
Yeah.
We're gonna try to put together a great lineup. Maybe we'll have a surprise guest for people to hear from on Thursday.
That'd be awesome. Like I always tell you, anytime you're in Georgia. Anytime you're here, just drop in anytime. You don't even have to announce us. This door's always open to you. You've always got a chair up here at the podcast table. So anytime you want to, just come on in. We'll talk racing.
Well, I'm
Tennessee football.
I'm ready to talk some Georgia football whenever y'all are ready.
We're always ready to talk Tennessee football anytime you're ready.
There you go. There you go. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks for all the support. Thanks for all the fans coming out. All you guys listening, we really appreciate it. And thanks to all of our sponsors. We couldn't do it without you guys. So we'll see you guys on Thursday. Thank you.
Sounds good.
This
see you, Larry.
Thank you. From the Boyd Speedway Podcast.
Yep.
Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in to the Boyd Speedway Podcast brought to you by Cindy's Choice. We'll see you next time.